Blog Talk Radio. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on now to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. 1 through 3. Amen. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Say this one nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Those scriptures, I'm sure you're starting to learn them from memory by now. Praise God, praise God. Now, this is the portion of the service that we call Pearls to Ponder. Our pearl is Jesus. He is the pearl of great price, God Almighty God. Amen. And so we are pondering on the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about him, his name, his character, his nature. So we take this time out in Pearls to Ponder to ponder on one of his names, character, or nature. And we have a different one every month. Hallelujah. So this month, what we're pondering on is his gentleness. Hallelujah. We've talked so much about the different character and nature of the Lord and his names, and now we're on gentleness. Hallelujah. So this month, we've talked about him being gentle and lowly. Amen. And so we talked about even from the fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness is part of the fruit of the Spirit. So we talked about that last week. We talked about him being a gentle father, a father who pities his children, and so the Lord pities those who fear him. Hallelujah. So we've talked about that. And so today we're going to look at Psalm 18 and verse 35. Psalm 18 and 35, and it says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Hallelujah. This is David talking. God's gentleness has made him great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the gentleness of God even, you know, leads us into salvation. He's so gentle. I mean, he knows all about us. He could come at us any kind of way, but he comes to us with gentleness. And that is such a blessing that he's a gentle God. Hallelujah. Now, he can be wrathful now, but he's also gentle. And we need to know him like that. There was a picture that I saw many years ago, and it was a picture of a lion and a lioness. And the lion looked like, on the picture, he looked like he was roaring. His face looked fierce and like he was roaring. And then the lioness was laying on him. And it looked like she had a smile on her face. So she said, you know, it was like If you could put a meme under it, yeah, he's scaring y'all, but he's gentle to me. I love him. Hallelujah. So we love the Lord. Amen. So the song, a little song we're going to hear this morning is called Great Gentleness. It's by Sandra McCracken. And I'm loving this because when we do the Pearls to Ponder, I search out songs that I would not usually listen to, and I've been so blessed by these songs. So this morning, this is a sweet song by Sharon McCracken, and we're just going to hear a little over a minute of it. Gentleness of Jesus that draws us to him, and his him drawing us to him is what makes us great. Amen. And any greatness that we have is wrapped up in our salvation. Amen. And then I want to close this. This is our last Pearls to Ponder on gentleness. We had a working definition of what gentleness or the gentleness of God is, and when we're gentle like him, what that is. And our working definition is gentleness, strength wrapped in love. Hallelujah. Because we could be, and he could be very strong and overbearing to the point of destroying. But because his gentleness is wrapped up in love, he draws us. Hallelujah. He saves us. He delivers us. Glory to God. He abides in us. His gentleness is wrapped in love. Amen. So the rest of this week, just ponder on that. Let the Lord just bless your heart with his gentleness and show you more and more about himself. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. That was our Pearls to Ponder for today. Hallelujah. The gentleness of God. Oh, how he draws us with his gentleness. Glory to God. Go on to our declaration. Hallelujah. Last week, we went over some different declarations. So we're going to combine our regular declarations along with these new ones, and we'll say a few of them. The newest declarations are very short sentences of declarations. So repeat after me, I have hope. Oh, let me go back a little bit, and thank you for repeating. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. So when we declare this, it's established. Hallelujah. And then God sends light. You know, light, things grow in the light. Amen. Our plants grow in the light. And so we're going to grow even more as we declare a thing. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the grass is thriving right now. The flowers are thriving. But after a while, the grass is going to wither, the flowers are going to fade. But the word of God, our God, stands forever. Amen. So let's go back to repeating. Repeat after me. I have hope.
I have hope.
Amen. And we find hope in Psalm 25 and verse 3 and Psalm 71 and verse 5. Another one of the short ones. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Amen. Another, find that in the Psalms too, Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, and Psalm 44 and verse 15. Yes, we have hope and we are blessed. Glory to God. So we'll go to the longer declarations. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the of the law.
From the text of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness, or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, and every virus,
allergy,
or allergic reaction that touches my body, dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions
in the perfection
that God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that's a good one. That one is loaded. Hallelujah. Speak that, you know, over yourself sometime. You see something trying to go on in your body. Amen. Some things were trying to go on even with me this week, and I was like, I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, this is from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, Matthew 16, and verse 19. We'll do one more. So repeat after me, the peace of God.
Peace of God
that transcends
all understanding
guards my heart,
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right, pure.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We think on all these good things. And that's from Philippians 4, verses 7 through 8. Hallelujah. Amen. We put these declarations out in the atmosphere. And here's the awesome part about declarations as well. Is that it not only goes out in the atmosphere, it also goes into every cell, tissue, and organ of our body. Our body is listening for the word of God. Hallelujah. And our body responds. Hey. Our body responds to the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on now, and let's hear some praise and worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't, Minister Rachel, I didn't talk to you about you guys singing today. So if you're prepared to do it, that's fine. Pressure number one key, if you guys were prepared in advance. If not, it's okay. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm thinking about this lady, Minister Joy Bryant. Minister Joy Bryant. She's been on Get 'Em Radio with us before, and just really blessed by the songs that she sings, and because she does bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear a song by Minister Joy Bryant, and it's called Eternal Praise. Hallelujah. Praising the Lord our God right here right now throughout eternity, giving him praise. Amen. When we get there, we get those crowns and casting those crowns before him. Hallelujah. We don't know the fullness of all that means right now, but it's going to be big when we get there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. I keep talking about, I haven't talked about it in a little while, the wealth transfer, just expecting that to happen, expecting God to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine about our finances. And he wants us to be ready, you know, to receive that. And the way that we are ready is through tithes and offerings. Amen. And that's just something that he set up for us to do. Amen. When we give, it's going to come back to us. Our giving is not a subtraction, but an exponential multiplication. I want to share a testimony of someone. She's not on with us today, but she is a part of Get 'Em Radio. And she sends tithes and offerings. And just recently, they told her that her job might be gone. They're laying off a whole lot of people where she works. And so, she knows the importance of tithes and offerings. And she knew the last time she sent her tithes and offerings in, she knew that she might not have a job within the next week. So we've been talking with her, we've been praying with her and everything, and believing God for her. So on the day that she was supposed to get an email saying, you know, what the company was going to do, whether they were going to lay her off or give her another position in the company, on that day we were on the phone together, we were praying together. And I was just thanking God. We didn't really talk about it like this, but I was thanking God that he knew she was had the possibility of being laid off, but she was not afraid to send in her tithes and offerings, you know, and I was just so blessed by that. Well, the text or the email did come in. And come to find out, glory to God, they offered her another position in the company. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we just, we just praise the Lord on that. And I know that her giving met her at the time that it needed to meet her. Amen. Her giving, God took care of her because of her giving. Now, God can still take care of her another way through having that job to continue. But he blessed her and kept her on the job. Amen. And so we were just praising God over that. Hallelujah. And this is real, what's going on with our tithes and offerings. This is a real, true thing, what the Word of God says. And we'll say those scriptures after we pray our prayer for finances. Amen, amen. And I'm very blessed over what happened with her, things that are not, you might not even think of being a big thing, but here's something that was the favor of God, and then I'll get to our prayer over finances. I ordered some things, actually, for Pastor Mom from Amazon, and it was five things. And I laughed because five is the number of grace and favor. And so five things I ordered, and, Amazon, you usually get it the next day, or within the next 2 days at the most. Well, this had been some time, and so I looked back at my information and found out that they said that they tried to deliver it several days ago, and nobody was there to receive the delivery because our doormen are not there all night anymore. And so anyway, so I called them, and they said, oh, you know, we're so sorry about that. We're going to send you another one. We'll make sure it gets there before 6 o'clock, and you'll have it by tomorrow. Okay, great, great. Then another 3 days later, the other package that should have been delivered showed up too. And these were nice things that it didn't cost a whole lot of money, but it's nice things that, Pastor Mom, we use with Pastor Mom. And so I called them up, and I said, you know what? That other package was delivered. They said, ma'am, keep it. Just keep it, okay? And I was like, okay, I will. Thank you so much. So God will do things like that for us. You know, he'll give us the favor. And, hey, you know, the first thing I thought is, I should have ordered more stuff that day. But I, you know, and then I laughed and just praised God for that favor that he has had given to us on that. Amen. So let's pray our prayer over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord, I commit
my finances
to you. Be in charge of them. And use them for your purpose. May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
Where I have not been wise,
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me.
To remember that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
May I always
be paid well.
For the work I do.
And may my money not be stolen. Lost, devoured, destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it. So what I make
and what I have
will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
And Lord,
as I sow
my blessing seed, I remember that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it is harvest time. Hallelujah. So as you sow, look for your harvest. Glory to God. Amen. There are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. Our Zelle, we do have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. And that goes right into the East St. Louis Christian Center Bank through Zelle. That's 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, We are at 2E, and so you may give at the door as well. And then mail, you can mail your check payable to ESLCCC. Make the check or money order payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Now let's pray over our finances, over our blessings, over our offerings and tithes today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you for your word that stands forever. Hallelujah. We lift up those who are tithing right now in Jesus' name. You said in your word in Malachi chapter 3, try you on this, test you on this, giving 10% out of everything that we get. Test you on it, try you on it, and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Oh, God, we thank you for that right now. Then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. And so that the devourer would not take our money. Glory to God, that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We give you praise for that, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the givers. From Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for those who are giving offerings, hallelujah, that is coming back to them. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory. We thank you for it, Lord God. We don't take this lightly, Lord. Hallelujah. And then I just want to say by the Spirit of the Lord says he provides seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah. So if it doesn't look like you have anything to sow a little bit, and he'll provide more for you to sow. Lord God, we thank you for this right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As we get ready to go into the word today, we're going to hear a song and some to praise the Lord, praise and worship the Lord with. This is a song. It's called Open the Eyes of My Heart. Hallelujah. This is Michael W. Smith that's singing it. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. God wants the eyes of our heart to be open. He's showing us some things. He's revealing some things to us. And we're going to talk more about that as we go into our sermon. Amen. Thank you. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. We want to see you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can count on you. Hallelujah. In every situation and every circumstance. Thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And Lord, as we continue to go through the book of Job, hallelujah, we thank you, Father God, that you just show us more of yourself. We know that Job suffered, but the thing that we want to see more is how you revealed yourself during that time. So that as we go through whatever we're going through, we can go through with our eyes on you. And not only have our eyes on you, but see you. Hallelujah. It's one thing to look, it's another to see. Thank you, Lord God, for that. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, I just ask you to just speak through me today. You said a lot to me about this. Help me to be able to relay it the way that you gave it to me, because this has really blessed my heart. We thank you for blessing the hearts of all who will listen today and even those who will listen in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think most of you have heard what we've talked about with Job over this time. Just want to say hi to those of you that I recognize your number. Monica, good to see you. Sister Monica, Sister Debbie, Minister Rachel, Minister Joanne, good to see all of you this morning. Hallelujah. Area code 551, welcome as well. I don't know your name, but welcome to you. Praise the Lord. You probably just call it from another number. So, Amen. And Pastor Price and her family is usually on with us in the morning, but they have a family reunion. And I'm so glad that they went to the family reunion on her husband's side. So praying that they're having a good time this morning. Amen. Amen. So now, the book of Job. The Lord has been talking to us about the book of Job. We have been in the book of Job periodically during this series. We're on, part 15, but we're on more than part 15, actually. But we started this series back in September of last year. And what the Lord had laid on our hearts is to look at the book of Job through the eyes of not looking for his suffering, but through the eyes of, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's from Psalm 27. It says, I would have fainted. Job would have fainted, except that he believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, Job had moments where he was not looking for the goodness of the Lord, but he eventually got to that place, and God knew that his heart would eventually be there. So there's so much that has been revealed in the book of Job, and we're going through it chapter by chapter. We're going through it, about three chapters at a time, but still chapter by chapter. So these are some of the things that God has revealed in the book of Job to us about himself thus far. God is not fighting with the enemy. The enemy comes before him just like any other angel. So he's not in constant battle with the devil. Also, that the enemy has to ask permission of the Lord to do anything. And the enemy can only ask for permission when there is a legal right for him to ask for that permission. And we saw that with Peter. And it's, Jesus said, Satan has demanded to sift you as wheat, because he had a legal reason because of some of the things that that Simon Peter had said. Some things we also have seen about the Lord that's been revealed to us is that God sees us and brags on us. Amen. So he saw that Job was a good man who loved God and hated evil, and he bragged about it. Also, that God puts the enemy on a leash. The enemy can't go any further than God will allow him to go. The Lord will just say to the enemy, you can go this far, but no further. And the enemy has to do that. Hallelujah. That's comforting to know. Another thing we learned is that God doesn't listen to all that we say when we're distressed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That he doesn't listen to all that we say when we go through. Amen. Amen. So those are some of the things that have been revealed to us so far during this book of Job. And there's been more, but we're just naming a few today. Now, where we are right now is we are in Job chapters 16, 17, and 18. So I have a recording of that, Job 16, 17, and 18. So if you'd like to follow it, you can follow along with that. I want to say it's the King James Version or the New King James, but you can follow on along with that. We're going to have it read from I'm trying to think of the name of the drama Bible or dramatic Bible. And so it's kind of acted out a little bit. And So follow it, Job 16, 17, and 18, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Amen.
Job chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. Shall vain words have an end? Or what emboldeneth thee that thou answerest? I also could speak as ye do. If your soul were in my soul's stead, I could heap up words against you and shake mine head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. And though I forbear, what am I eased? But now he hath made me weary, thou hast made desolate all my company, and thou hast filled me with wrinkles, which is a witness against me, and my leanness rising up in me beareth witness to my face. He teareth me in his wrath, who hateth me. He gnasheth upon me with his teeth, mine enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. God hath delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he hath broken me asunder. He hath also taken me by my neck and shaken me to pieces and set me up for his mark. His archers compass me round about. He cleaveth my reins asunder and doth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is foul with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Not for any injustice in mine hands, also my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry have no place. Also now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. My friends scorn me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleadeth for his neighbor. When a few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. Job chapter 17.
My breath is corrupt, my days are extinct, the graves are ready for me. Are there not mockers with me? And doth not mine eye continue in their provocation? Lay down now, put me in a surety with thee. Who is he that will strike hands with me? For thou hast hid their heart from understanding, therefore shalt thou not exalt them. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. He hath made me also a byword of the people, and aforetime I was as a tabret. Mine eye also is dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. But as for you all, do ye return and come now, for I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day, the light is short because of darkness. If I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness. I have said to corruption, thou art my father. To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit when our rest together is in the dust.
Job chapter 18. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said,
How long will it be ere ye make an end of words? Mark, and afterwards we will speak. Wherefore are we counted as beasts, and reputed vile in your sight? He teareth himself in his anger. Shall the earth be forsaken for thee? And shall the rock be removed out of his place? Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. The jinn shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and the trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His strength shall be hunger-bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his side. It shall devour the strength of his skin. Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors. It shall dwell in his tabernacle, because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. They that come after him shall be astonied at his day, as they that went before were affrighted. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God.
Wow.
Job's friend. talking about somebody like a dog. Hallelujah. It's just so interesting listening to them and, you know, the way that they talk. But we'll get to that later. That's chapter 18. Let's go back to Job chapter 16. And Job talks in chapter 16 and chapter 17. And then his friend talks his friend Bildad talks in Job 18. And like I said, you know, kind of like with friends like that, you don't need enemies. So now the Lord is just, he's talking to me, and like I said, you know, we have to look at this with different eyes. The eyes, as it says in Psalm 27, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And to give this sermon a topic today, is the Lord saying, can you see me now? Can you see me now? And that the song that we played, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Important to just even ask God that. So repeat after me. Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he wants us to see him. Let's go to a scripture, or at least I'm going to talk about it. This was Elisha. Elisha was Elijah's predecessor, and he had a servant. There were some things that were going on, and Elisha, you know, that there's more with us than there are against us. And then he prayed that God would open up his servant's eyes to see. Well, his servant went and looked, and he didn't see. He had to go back and look several times before he could see what the Lord was really doing. Amen. And so, but he eventually did see. And as the Lord said, can you see me now? You know, I'm doing some things. I'm working on some things. Can you see me? And the Lord does want, he wants us to see him. And he shows himself in so many different ways. He shows himself in different people. He shows himself in different circumstances and situations. And then he waits to see if we can see him, if we can really see him. Sometimes he speaks through people, like even Job's friends, believe it or not. He can speak through them as well. Because, you know, God did allow Job to go through what he's going through. And part of what Job is going through, his friends are a part of that as well. So what they're saying to him, the Lord has allowed them to say it. Now, there are some clues, some specific words that Job says that lets us know that Job is getting a glimpse of God. And then I think about the situation with the Hebrew boys, the three Hebrew boys. They were in a situation, talk about trials and tribulation, all that fire, the fire seven times hotter and everything. They're thrown into the fire. And guess who they see in the midst of the trial and tribulation and the fire? God shows up. And they see him. He is the fourth one in the fire. Hallelujah. So God is with us through whatever we're going through. We just need to have the eyes of our understanding open so that we can see him even in the midst of the fire, seven times hotter. And you know those Hebrew boys came out with no burns, and they didn't even smell like smoke. Come on, somebody. Amen. So this is God. And, you know, we're not being thrown into a fire that's seven times hotter, but each and every one of us has something that we're going through. And whatever it is, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, whether it's relationships, whether it's even looking around in society right now and seeing all of the stuff that's going on in society right now. We still have to look beyond that and see God. And so here Job is with this wonderful opportunity to see beyond what he sees around him. And this is what I believe. This has been just like on my heart for many years. About Job, because I noticed some things about him, that he says some things, and what he says comes to pass later on in the Bible. Now, you know, we talk about declarations, and our declarations, when we declare a thing, we say, you know, that the word of God stands forever. Praise be to God, we have Bible. We can see the word of God. We can open up a Bible. We can go online. We can look at it. We can see the word of God so that we can stand with the word of God that we see. Job didn't have that. Job didn't have the written word like we do. So I believe that God was allowing his word to come out of Job's mouth, so that those things in heaven could be manifested on earth. Hallelujah. Somebody on earth had to say the word of God on earth. And so Job, I imagine that Job is like, you know, like the new wine. I mean, he had to be pressed so that the new wine could come out, so that the word of God could come out of him without him even knowing that it was the word of God. Hallelujah. Lord, open the eyes of our heart. Open the eyes of our heart. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see you. So Job was saying some things. Job was going through. So let's go to 16. Amen. And I hope I conveyed that the way I feel it. Job didn't know the word of God. It wasn't written in a Bible for him to look at it. But God was squeezing his word out of Job as he was going through. So Job spoke some things. Amen. Okay, let's go to Job 16. And I may just skip around a little bit because I want to get to the main points here. I'm going to tell you in advance what we're going to be looking for, okay, or how God has shown himself. In Job chapter 16, Job says the word comforter. Where do we know that from? So Job 16:2, we're going to talk about how God revealed himself to Job as comforter. In a roundabout way, but he's revealing himself. Job 16 and verse 19. God revealed himself as the intercessor, as the advocate. Praise God. Going on to Job 17, God reveals himself as the one who swears by himself, pledging himself, Job 17 and 3. Then Job 17 and 9, God is revealed as a righteous God. Hallelujah. And then on to Job 17. Hallelujah. Job 17, 14, 15, and 16. We see God as hope, as Job's hope. We have a hope. Hallelujah. So we're going to go through this. Amen. Hallelujah. And see God. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, Lord. So Job 16 starts off when Job is talking about his friend. And Job 16:2 says, I've heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. So God has revealed himself in Job, came out of his mouth, friends are miserable comforters. Okay, friends are miserable comforters. Let's look at what the word of God says. John chapter 14, where the Lord talks about, Jesus talks about sending a comforter. Job knew if you ever tried to get comfort from your friends, you know what I'm talking about. Every now and then you got a friend that can comfort you in the way that blesses you, that you are comforted by this friend. But sometimes friends don't comfort you. Amen. Sometimes that even our friends that we love so much, mwah, 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 comfort us, they're miserable comforters. They try. And sometimes we try to comfort people and we're miserable comforters too. But the Holy Ghost is our comforter. And he's a good comforter. Glory to God. So in John 14, hallelujah, the Lord says, I will send a comforter to you. Amen. He says, but the comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Amen. So God reveals himself to Job as comforter. Hallelujah. Amen. And that word comforter needed to come out of Job's mouth. And later on, it was revealed in the New Testament. And Job had to know his friends were miserable comforters. But now we know who the comforter is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so Job spends some more time, and he's talking about his friends, and he's just talking about them. And he said, if you were in the situation I was in, I would strengthen you with my mouth. This is verse 15, verse 5 of chapter 16, and the comfort of my lips would relieve you. But he wasn't getting that. That was not happening to him. Let's go on. And then he spends some time, Job 16, verse 7 through around 14, he talks about God. Talks about what God has done to him. He's worn him out. He's shriveled him. He got tears. God has gaped at him with his mouth and delivered him over to the ungodly. So he's talking about his friends, that they're ungodly. And, you know, he's talking about how God has shattered him and shaken him and all of these things. He's talking about the Lord that he has done to him. And then verses 15 through 18 in Job 16, Job talks about himself, what's going on with him. Because, you know, I mean, what he's going through, so devastating. He has boils all over his body. They're hurting him. He can't hardly stand up. He can't hardly sit down. He's in a lot of pain, not to mention that all his children died in one day. All his possessions are gone, and his wife is looking at him. She might not be saying it over and over again, but she said it once. So the look is probably still on her face, curse God and die. So he's going through a lot. He begins to talk about himself. He got sackcloth on his skin. He's flushed from weeping. His eyelids are the shadow of death. You know, he's feeling death around him. And so he's really going through. And then one of our key scriptures today, Job 16 and verse 19, 19, 20, and 21 says, surely, even now, my witness is in heaven, and my evidence is on high. My friends scorn me. My eyes pour out tears to God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleads for his neighbor. So these scriptures, God has revealed himself through Job. Job don't know it yet. Has revealed himself as intercessor and advocate. And that's who Jesus is for us. Jesus is our intercessor. He said, oh, that one might plead for a man with God as a man pleads for his neighbor. Interceding for him, being an advocate for his neighbor. Who does that? Jesus does it. Hallelujah. He's forever making intercession for us. Glory to God. So it's like Job is allowed to make requests, and he doesn't even know he's requesting. He's allowed to have a glimpse of how God is going to reveal himself later, and he doesn't even know it. But it's going on. Hallelujah. Okay, going on. Job 16, and 22 through Job 17 and 2, he gets pretty morbid here. You know, he's talking about he got a few years left. He's going to be out of here. His days are extinguished. The grave is ready for him. And he's saying all this stuff. And then he gets to, and I thank God, as we said earlier, that God does not fund or listen to stuff like that when we're saying that. And we still have a heart for him. He just doesn't, you know, he doesn't listen to it. Thank you, Jesus. So he hears it, but he just, you know, it's kind of like when a baby's crying. You know, when a baby, if you've had children before, you know what a cry sounds like. You know if it's a cry where you need to run in and help them, or you know if it's a cry where you, baby, you go on and cry. You crying yourself to sleep. So God knows the difference between those. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so going on, Job 17 and verse 3, this is what Job says. Oh, he's speaking some things. He's bringing some things from heaven to earth and doesn't even know it. Okay. Now, put down a pledge for me with yourself. Yourself, he's talking about the Lord. He wasn't talking to his friends. He's like, put down a pledge for me with yourself. Who is he who will shake hands with me? So he's asking God to make a pledge of himself. And really, he's asking God for a covenant with him. Can you covenant with me? Can you shake hands with me? Shake hands and let this be over with. Can you do that, God? And then we look at Hebrews 6 and verse 13 and 14. Hebrews 6 and 13 and 14, how God swore by himself and made a pledge himself. It's also in the Old Testament, but we're looking at Hebrews 6, 13 and verse 14. And it says, and when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Come on, somebody. Amen. So that's what Job is asking for him to swear by himself or make a pledge for himself, for Job with himself, with God, Almighty God. Hebrews 6, 13 and 14. For when God made up to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. So God reveals himself as the one who he can't find anybody else that he could swear on, or that he can make a pledge with. So he makes a pledge himself. And, you know, we can see that with Jesus. Jesus came. Jesus is the pledge. Jesus is the pledge that keeps on giving. Amen. Hallelujah. So Job goes on some more and, you know, talks about his friends, talk about himself a little bit more. And then he gets to Job 17 and verse 9. Excuse me. And he's seeing more of God. And I could just hear God say, well, can you see me now? Can you see me? You say, you know I'll make a pledge. I'm the one who'll do that. Come on now. Come on. Come on. You know, get your eyes off yourself. Get your eyes off your friend. Put your eyes on me. Hallelujah. Then Job says this, 17 and verse 9. Yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. Amen. Now, it just takes you to other scriptures, you know, having a clean hand and a pure heart and not swearing deceitfully and, you know, and all that. And you know, also takes us to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. Oh, he's bringing some mighty words of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's declaring some awesome words from the Lord on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So God has revealed to him, or he's starting to get a glimpse of God being the righteous God. Hallelujah. And then Job goes on again and talks about his friends. None of y'all wise. I can't find not one wise man among you. And he talks some more about himself and what's going on and facing darkness, and talks about the grave and making his bed in darkness. He's just flip-flopping from one thing to the next. But in the midst of all of that, God shows up and shows himself. Now get this one. This is a good one. Get ready, Minister Rachel and family. You got to sing the song. Hallelujah. Job 17, verses 14, 15, and 16. And it says this: to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, you are my mother and my sister. He's way out there. But catch this. Where then is my hope? As for my hope, who can see it? Hallelujah. And then, will they go down to the gates of Sheol? Shall we have rest together in the dust? Now, I mean, this is pretty kind of close. When we look at Jesus, hallelujah, and we look at how Jesus went down to the gates of Sheol, or the gates of hell, the gates of Hades. Matthew 16 and verse 18 says this: and I also say to you that you are Peter. This is Jesus talking to Peter. And on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so when Jesus died on the cross, he went into Hades. He went into hell. He took the keys of death, hallelujah, and the grave. Glory to God. And here's Job saying, well, who's going to go to the gates of hell? Who's going to do this? And where is my hope? He's connecting stuff, and he doesn't even realize it. Colossians 1 and verse 27 says this: to them God will to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God revealed himself to Job as hope. Because Job is like, well, where is the hope? Where is it? Where is it? And this is what we know. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line. Hope y'all ready. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Minister Rachel, your line is open.
Okay, we took the mute off.
Thank you. Okay.
Why am I ready? Before.
Oh, Amber was drinking water first. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah. Our hope has a name. His
okay.
name is.
Come on, let's over here this one.
Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Go ahead, you all.
I hope. Has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord I say our hope has a name.
His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow,
every tongue confess,
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you all so much. Thank you for once again. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. Now we're on chapter 18. Now, chapter 18 is Bildad. Bildad is talking. And he's saying a whole bunch of stuff. And this is how I see it. We did play we have heard all of the scripture. And this is what I call this. Talking to people sideways. I mean, he didn't say Job per se, but he's talking about Job like a dog. You know, near the end he said, and the memory, he's talking about what evil people look like. So he's not saying, well, Job, you're evil. But he's saying that Job is evil. And he's telling him near the end of verse 17 that his memory is going to perish from the earth. And he has no name among the renowned. Now, come on, somebody. So over 2,000-something years later, we're still talking about Job. So that says something about his friend Bildad. Talking about him sideways. I mean, because Bildad was just offended because Job had criticized them. And so here he is, you know, talking to Job sideways, calling him evil and saying ain't nothing right with him. And when he dies, everybody's going to forget him. Well, we haven't forgotten him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just began to just ponder on Job's friends. And, you know, I was like, you know what? His friends are as wrong as two left shoes. And then the Lord began to show me like, okay, if you got two left shoes, then some things are going to fit because one of the left shoes is going to fit your left foot. But the other shoe that you try to put, the other left foot or left shoe you try to put on your right foot, that's not going to fit well. It's going to be hard for you to walk in that. But you got one shoe on. So what I'm saying, though, with that is that every now and then, I'm not saying in this verse, but every now and then his friends will hit up on a right thing. Amen. And we're going to see that later on. Even though they're wrong as two left shoes, every now and then they'll hit up on something. And that's just like a clock. A clock that doesn't work, even a digital or analog clock. Let's say if the clock stops at 12:30, then the clock is going to be right two times a day. 12:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. So the rest of the day is wrong. It's just wrong. But two times a day, even if it stopped, even if it's not working, it's going to be right. So every now and then, Job's friends will hit up on something. It's not going to be much, few and far between. And then when we get to the part where the Lord is talking, we'll see what the Lord says. He has some some words to say about Job's friend as well. So, amen. Let's as we get ready to close, let's just kind of recap how the Lord has revealed himself to Job. Amen. Hallelujah. He's revealed himself as the comforter. Amen. And as we said before, we believe that there were some things that Job needed to speak out or even question that God caused to come to pass, or that they were going to come to pass, and they were already in the heart and the mind of God as how he was going to reveal himself. And when Job said it, he was the one on earth that would speak it out and cause those things on earth, cause those things in heaven to be manifested on the earth. Amen. Now, what I believe, we'll find out more about that when we get to heaven, but the things that Job was saying was very close. Amen. So we saw the Lord revealing himself as the comforter. Amen. He is the comforter. And, you know, you ever thought why the Lord calls the Holy Spirit the comforter? Because we need a comforter. And Job spoke it out for us. Hallelujah. Also, Job talked about the intercessor, having an intercessor and an advocate. And we know that to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. He's our intercessor. He's our advocate. And then how God revealed himself as the one who will swear or pledge by himself. You know, some people say, you know, I swear on the stack of Bibles. Well, he's swearing by himself that he will do what he's going to do, and that is covenant. That's covenant talk right there. Amen. So he is we are in covenant with him, and he swore and pledged by himself. Hallelujah. We see God as the righteous God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's his righteousness, his right standing. I love how Jesus says it in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Amen. So Jesus is our righteousness. We can only come to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then God reveals himself as hope. Hallelujah. Job is like, well, where's my hope? Where my hope then? Where my hope at? Your hope is in Jesus. And your, hallelujah, your hope has a name. It's not the circumstances or the situation, but your hope, our hope, even right here and right now, our hope has a name. So everything that, every way that God reveals himself to Job, hallelujah, it belongs to us. We have the comforter. We have the intercessor. We have the covenant with God as he swore and pledged by himself. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And God has revealed himself as hope. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Praise God. We thank God. We thank God for this word today and all that God has said to us. And we thank God that our eyes are open to see him. Hallelujah. And as I said earlier, the Lord said, can you see me now? Can you see me in your circumstance as your comforter? Can you see me in whatever you're going through as your intercessor? Can you see me to know that I made a pledge to you? I'm in covenant with you. Can you see me, hallelujah, beyond your finances, beyond what's your relationships, what's going on in your body, that I am the righteous God, hallelujah, and I'm with you, never leaving you, never forsaking you, and that I am your hope. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that the eyes of our understanding is open and that we see you like we've never seen you before. And our eyes will see you that no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what our friends are saying about us, no matter what the enemy is saying about us, we know some things now. Our eyes are open to see you. And so we bless you, Lord God. And we honor you and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, tell you what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family, and then we'll give you all an opportunity to say something. We still have some more time here. So please prepare yourself. If you have any comments, questions, any prayer requests, press your number one key and get in the queue. We'll be opening up the lines in just a few moments. Hallelujah. So if you are listening today, amen. If you are listening today and thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you're not for sure if you are born again, you're not for sure that you're saved, this is your day of salvation. Amen. And as Job saw, you know, his hope has a name. Or as Job spoke out, where is the hope? You might be saying, where is the hope? Your hope has a name. His name is Jesus. And you can receive him right now as your Lord and as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So he loves you. He loves you so much. He loves all of us. He loves the whole world. And then Romans 10:9 lets us know exactly how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And so God wants you to be saved, and this is your moment. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe, you died for me. And God raised you
from the
dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior. Show me your ways. And help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. Home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer today with all your heart. Yeah, it was a simple prayer. But how God works is he does the hard part. We do the simple part. Amen. So Jesus already did the work for our salvation. And so our job was just to receive him as our Lord and Savior. So I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want to welcome you as a child of God, a child of the true and living God. Welcome today. Hallelujah. You are born again. You are saved. And heaven is your home. And we want to pray for you now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift them up to you. We ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you right now, Lord God, that you just release your prayer language, release their prayer language through their mouths. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord God, that even as they read the Bible, that you've given them the power to understand what's in the Bible. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We also want to invite you to learn and grow. Now, you can go to any Bible-believing, Bible-based church and learn and grow in the things of God. We'd like to invite you to our Bible-believing, Bible-based church and ministry called the Get 'Em Radio Family of Broadcasts. God has designed this family of broadcasts to help us to learn and grow together. Amen. Hallelujah. And the way that you can connect with us is to call area code 516-418-5699. And these are the times and the days that we meet together to learn and grow. Every Sunday, we are here. Amen. So you call that number on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. We are the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is the senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And we learn and grow together. Now, next Sunday is the first Sunday. Oh, my God, the year is zooming by. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in July, July 2nd. Amen. And happy 4th of July. It's coming up soon. Okay, July the 2nd is the first Sunday of the month, and we have our tag team preaching, so be prepared for that. You can bring a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. Or you can bless us by reading out of your devotional. Share something out of your devotional with us. You can read scriptures from the Bible. Give us a 5-minute scripture shower. Praise God. But the whole thing is that you have an opportunity to bless the Lord. Amen. And we want to hear what he's saying and doing through you. Amen. We also have communion on the first Sunday as well. So join us for communion. Bring your bread or your cracker, water, juice. Bring your communion elements and meet us here on next Sunday, July 2nd, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, every Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That is our teaching series, our teaching broadcast with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we pray in tongues. We have 4 people to volunteer who pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The Lord reveals things to us. He reveals secrets to us. He reveals his word to us. He reveals himself to us. Hallelujah. Join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends and family about it as well. On Wednesdays, every second Wednesday and every fourth Wednesday, we have a broadcast. Hallelujah. Now, I'm trying to remember if I did say Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Let me go on to Wednesdays. Wednesdays, we have a broadcast on the second Wednesday and one on the fourth Wednesday. Now, the fourth Wednesday is coming up on this Wednesday, June the 28th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Anointed Pandemic Baby. The Lord has shown us that these babies are very special. Hallelujah. They made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. Hallelujah. He has a purpose and a plan for these babies. And so we're talking about them. They're doing things far beyond their years. We're talking about them. We're praying for them and their parents. So meet us on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your family and your friends about it. And then the second Wednesday of the month is when we have our prophetic healing with our co-host, Elder Philip Hockey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. Our next prophetic healing will be on Wednesday, the second Wednesday in July, Wednesday the 12th of July, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So tell your friends, tell your family, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm so that you can be here for these anointed broadcasts. Amen. And then finally on Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. This month, we have been doing the Wise Fathers Month. We're going to end it on this Thursday. And our special guest is Brother Mike Sims. He is the husband of evangelist Janie Sims, which you have heard on Get 'Em Radio numerous times. So we're going to get to hear from her husband, who is a wonderful father, a wise father. And we want to hear that wisdom through him on this Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts where we learn and grow. So please join us there. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines right now. And I say it again, we're going to open up all the lines. If you want to say something, you can go ahead and say it. If you're not saying anything, put your mute on because we'll hear you and it will be recorded. So you might not want your background noise to be recorded. So we're going to open the lines now. I say it again. We're going to open the lines now so you can talk whenever you would like and put your phone on mute if you're not going to say anything. Amen. Opening up the lines now.
I just want you to realize that there is a way out.
Amen. Hearing some background noise. Put your mute on. Your line is open. Put your mute on. Your line is open. Okay. Anyone want to say anything?
But you don't have to feel stuck. So,
there's somebody talking. They're not talking to us.
I don't like feeling like I have to be there. I'm going to get to my biggest piece of advice in a minute.
If you want to say something, go ahead.
We can't have a compact six devices that we have. I feel like
okay.
To a certain extent, it's figured life out. So choose wisely who you're going to take advice from in life because there's a lot of people that.
Okay, that's where it was. All right. So I didn't hear anybody say anything. Amen. Let me check my text to see if you're talking via text. All right. Well, praise God for today. Praise God for what the Lord has said through the book of Job. Amen. Kind of opening up again now that I see who it was that the sound was coming from. Anyone else? We got a few more moments, and then we're going to go ahead and close. Okay. Close the line. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to be with you all here today. And, amen. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Pastor Mom was, every time I looked at her, she was awake. Praise the Lord. That's big, in case you don't know it, for a 90-year-old to stay awake, a 90-year-young. Amen. So, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Yes.
You have any comments?
Good news.
It was good news?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. All right. Let's close in prayer. May the Lord.
May His love watch through me. While we're absent.
One from another. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.